Blog Talk Radio.
The Franciscan Friars of the Atonement present the Ave Maria Hour.
Hello, this is Father Bob Warren of the Franciscan Friars of the Atonement. Thank you for listening to this rebroadcast of the Ave Maria Hour radio show. The Friars popular Ave Maria Hour was first brought to the radio airwaves in 1939, recorded in New York City and on the mountainside grounds at Graymore, a home in Garrison, New York. These timeless classic stories of the Bible and the lives of the saints came to life each week through dramatic reenactment by professional actors and actresses. You know, friends, Christ once said, "Do not hide your treasure under a bushel." In saying this, he meant, share your gifts, share your talents. The Friars of the Atonement feel the message in these broadcasts remains as powerful and timely as when they were originally aired, and we are so happy to be able to share them with you today. To learn more about the missions and ministries of the Friars of the Atonement, I invite you to visit our website, www.atonementfriars.org. In the meantime, sit back and enjoy this rebroadcast of the Ave Maria Hour.
Our Lady of Lourdes. Year 1858, it pleased the Blessed Virgin Mary as a new favor to manifest herself in the land of the Pyrenees in France to a pious and pure child born of a poor, hard-working family. Only a few years more than 100, a miracle occurred at the then little-known town of Lourdes. Poverty. Never enough food. In the winter, the cold and the rain seep through the walls. The family of Louise and Francois Soubirous shiver when they sleep. At the end of a day's work, Francois has no wish to be annoyed by his children, particularly by the girl Bernadette, the one he calls his most stupid one.
I'm talking to you.
Oh, Papa?
Papa, she says, standing there like somebody in a trance. What's the matter with you?
Nothing.
You ought to be ashamed.
For what, Papa?
A man works his fingers to the bone to support his family, and what does he get?
What have I done, Papa?
You've made me a laughingstock, that's what you've done.
Because of the lady I saw?
God knows I'm a good Christian man. I shouldn't be plagued by a daughter who's a liar.
But it's true, Papa.
All right. You saw some woman in the woods, a gypsy. But don't go around telling people you saw the Virgin Mary.
I haven't said that, Papa. All I said was, I saw a very beautiful lady.
You're the most stupid girl at school, and everybody knows that. But now you want people to think you're important. You and your stories about a beautiful lady with golden roses on her bare feet.
But it's true.
Hold your tongue before I take a strap to you.
But, Papa, I really and truly did see the lady.
The February night is cold and bleak. Bernadette's mother, Louise, listens to Bernadette's muffled sobbing. Louise drags herself out of bed and goes to the girl.
Mama!
What is it, child?
Oh, I'm afraid.
Afraid of what? The lady you saw?
Oh, no.
Well,
no.
Then what?
I'm so afraid I'll never see her again.
Oh, there.
She's so beautiful. She's the most thing in the world. When I think of never seeing her again, I want to die.
Oh, now, darling, you mustn't feel like that.
I can't help it.
Darling, you didn't really see Mary, the Mother of God.
But I haven't said I did. I don't know who she is. She's just a very beautiful lady.
Yes, Mama understands.
Oh, do you?
Why, of course, dear.
Oh, I don't think you do, Mama.
Girls your age often see things that don't exist, but it passes.
Oh, she does exist. I saw her.
Oh, try to forget this. You're a big girl now. In a year or two, you'll find a husband and you'll be having children of your own, the way I did.
Oh, I know. But what has all that to do with the lady I saw?
Oh, now, in a few weeks, you'll forget all about her.
Oh, no. No.
Now, darling, go to sleep. Here, let me cover you up. There. Now, are you warm?
Yes, Mama.
Oh, good.
Mama, may I go back to that place tomorrow, after school?
I suppose so, if you must. Good night, dear.
Oh, good night, Mother. Mother?
Yes, Bernadette?
I shall never forget her.
All the people in the neighborhood have heard about the mysterious lady. Some of them mock Bernadette. At school, her teacher makes fun of her. Others are curious. Ask the lady her name, they tell Bernadette. Ask her where she comes from. Ask her if she's the Mother of God. The grotto in the woods where Bernadette claims to have seen the lady. A small crowd gathers there. Bernadette's mother is present, but she stays on the fringes. A neighbor, a certain Madame Cuisine, is there. She has all the troubles in the world. A sick 2-year-old child who cannot live long.
Cuisine. Oh, hello, Cuisine.
I thought you'd be
Yet
here.
I'm half out of my mind. I think I'm losing my daughter.
If you lose one child, you still have others. You're luckier than I am.
How is the baby?
So sick. So very sick. He'd be better off dead.
Oh, Cuisine, you can say that.
I can say it, even if I don't mean it. The doctor says there's no hope. No hope at all.
Louise!
Oh, your husband's
here. Oh, Francois!
Well, what's the matter? Haven't I got a right to see what's going on?
Yes. She's right over there.
You think I'm blind?
If she sees things the rest of us don't see, we're all blind.
I'm told she's going to ask this lady some questions.
Yes. She's been told what to ask.
If the lady appears.
The child is sure she will appear.
What do you think, Joaquin?
I don't know.
Half these fools really think they're going to see the Virgin Mary.
When you came here?
God knows, a man has no right to take time off from work, but she's my daughter. I ought to go over there and take her by the scruff of the neck.
Francois, be quiet.
What's going on?
Look at her.
The crowd is silent, fascinated. Bernadette kneels in the grotto, staring at a clump of black rock. Her face has taken on a supernatural beauty. A shiver runs through the crowd. The girl sees something, or someone, visible only to her. The girl's lips are quite still, but everyone has the feeling she's talking to someone. Is it indeed the Virgin Mary? If so, how does this simple peasant girl address her?
Oh, madame, thank you so much for coming here again. But I was sure you would. I really was.
And please understand, I didn't ask all these people to follow me. Only since they are here, they've told me to ask you a question. They want to know who you are and where you come from.
What is it, girl? Is there anyone there with you?
Yes, Papa. The lady is here.
Did you ask her who she is?
Oh, yes.
And what did she say?
She didn't say anything. She just smiled.
Smiled? Well, that wasn't very polite of her. At least now we know that souls in purgatory can smile.
Francois, hush.
What hush? Look at that fool girl. What's she doing now? Trying to make her ladies smile again?
Silence again now. The girl seems transformed in a trance. There is a marble-like beauty about her. Sometimes she makes a gesture, as one gestures while talking. But there is no sound from her. After a while, it's all over. The girl is normal again. And they crowd around her.
Did you talk with the lady?
Yes, Papa.
What about?
She says it's all right for people to come here. She wants processions of people to come here.
Oh, she does she?
Yes, and she wants a chapel built in this grotto.
Chapel? Is she going to find the money to build it?
Oh, I don't think so. I didn't ask her that.
You'd better make sure to ask her the next time you see her. Is she coming here again?
Oh, yes. She asked me to meet her here for each of the next 15 days.
Louise, take your daughter home before I lose my temper.
Come, Bernadette. Come on home.
Oh, Mama, she's so beautiful. She's so beautiful and so young. She's not much older than I am.
The beauty. Always the beauty of the mysterious lady. Word is spreading now, spreading all across France. Thousands of people come from every direction. In the church, there is a great deal of worry. The girl's family becomes famous. Her father's lot improves. And every day, the crowd becomes larger at the grotto as Bernadette meets the lady. Wealthy people want to adopt her, but she refuses to go to them. François Soubirous feels very important these days.
You hear the talk, huh, Louise?
My head is going round and round.
They're saying our daughter's so simple and so pure, she's the favorite of the Virgin Mary.
François, do you think it's like that?
Well, God knows she's simple enough. We brought her up to be pure. Some credit is due us, I should think. Wouldn't you?
I really don't know what to think.
And I suppose there'll be a miracle of some sort before the 15th day.
Yes. Everybody seems to think so.
Mm-hmm. It's bound to happen.
Oh, François, it's frightening.
And to think she's our daughter. And the Mother of God actually talks to her.
She doesn't claim the lady is the Mother of God.
Oh, she must be. The girl just doesn't understand.
Thursday, 25th day of February. The fateful 15th day. Thousands crowd about the grotto. Police stand by, fearful of a riot. Bernadette is in her customary place, kneeling before the clump of rock. And the crowd waits for the transformation that will come over her when she sees the lady. It's happening now. And the crowd is silent.
Oh, madame. My beautiful, beautiful lady. Please, tell me I'll see you again. Please, give me this happiness.
Happiness? I can't promise to make you happy in this world. Only in the next. But now, go to yonder spring and drink the water and wash yourself in it.
Spring. The girl stares about. There is no spring. Still, the lady spoke of one. So it must be there. If not above the ground, then below. She crawls to the place the lady indicated. She sees nothing except dry earth. But the spring must be there. So she digs with her fingers.
What's she doing?
She seems to be looking for something.
She'll tear her hands to pieces.
She's mad. Look at her, acting like some animal.
She's eating the dirt. Stop her. Stop her. She'll make herself ill. Don't stop her.
Bernadette, what were you doing? She's gone. I'll never see her again.
But why were you eating mud and dirt?
The lady told me to go to the spring and drink the water.
But there is no spring.
Oh, there must be one if she spoke of it. Besides, I did find a little water.
Just mud. Only mud.
Oh, no, there was water, too. I couldn't drink it without swallowing some mud, too. But there was water.
Darling, there is no spring there.
She?
Well, I put her to bed. She's sick. She's sick, the poor little lamb.
They laughed at her.
Yeah.
Everybody laughed. They say she ought to be put away.
Oh, they're cruel. Just because they expected some miracle and it didn't happen.
Louise, a miracle has happened.
Francois, what do you mean?
Old man Bourriette, the fellow who's blind in one eye.
Yes?
He sent for some of the mud Bernadette was eating, and he put some of it over his blind eye. He can see now. He can see.
A retired stonemason named Bourriette claims a miracle. But few pay heed to it. Doctors proved what passes for a plausible explanation. And the incident is forgotten. Only a few days later...
Louise!
Oh, you frightened me to death.
It's happened.
What has?
The spring. The spring's come through. It's gushing clean water.
Mother of God!
Where's the child?
In bed.
Well, wake her up. We have to tell her. This will make a few people laugh on the other side of their faces.
So the spring is there, after all. News spreads like wildfire. Thousands come to see it. And still, the idea of a miracle is not generally accepted. They call the spring a natural phenomenon. A few nights later now, Bernadette's father dozes in his chair. Something wakes him. His wife is putting on her shawl to go out.
Hey, where are you going?
Over to Croisine's house.
Well, at this time of the
night? Yes, I'm worried about her.
What's the matter?
Her baby is dying.
But there's nothing you can do.
I can be with her.
But you can't walk through the streets at night.
Well, then put your coat on and come with me.
Oh, the only time a man will ever get his proper rest is when he's dead.
My baby won't live through the night.
Has the doctor been here? Well, maybe the doctor's wrong.
No, he is. I've been a good woman.
I know.
Why should my baby have been born like this?
It doesn't seem fair, I know. Cosine, what is it?
Bernadette.
Bernadette?
The old man Bourrier got his sight back. He rubbed some of that mud in his eyes. Louise.
No, you mustn't. You mustn't look for any miracle.
Why not? Why
Cosine,
not?
Please.
Louise, let go of
Cosine.
Me. I know what I'm doing.
Please.
I'm going to that spring.
Cosine.
I'm taking my baby there.
Before anyone can stop her, the woman snatches up her dying child, wraps her apron about its naked body, and runs out into the street. Suddenly, she seems to have lost her mind. She runs with the fury of a madwoman.
Cosine! Cosine!
Louise overtakes her as she reaches the spring and sees Cosine plunge the baby into the icy water and hold it there.
Mary, Mother of God, accept my baby or give him back to me.
Cosine, you're killing the child.
If I can't save him, I'll kill him. What's the difference?
Cosine!
Let her alone.
Mary, Mother of God, hear my prayer.
Healing. The first miracle happens in Lourdes. Very few doubt now that Bernadette saw and spoke to the Virgin Mary. Time passing quickly now. Tens of thousands flock to the spring. Bernadette's mother and father live with a sense of unreality, which Bernadette fails to share.
Darling, I want you to know it's like having an angel in the house.
Oh, Mama, I'm just as I always was.
And what did all those people have to say to you today?
The bishop and all the others.
Mama?
What is it, darling?
They don't think I should get married.
Well, there's plenty of time for that.
But I mean, ever.
They're right. It's what I've been thinking, too.
But she must never get married.
It doesn't seem right she should marry. She's very special.
They want me to go into seclusion.
Seclusion?
She means take holy vows.
Is that what you mean, dear?
Yes.
Oh.
They say the Pope and all the cardinals will have to watch me for the rest of my life. In case I see my beautiful lady again.
Yes, I understand, darling.
They think I should spend all my time thinking about her and praying to her.
How wonderful.
Papa?
Well, God knows you're different from all other girls. Maybe your beautiful lady wants you to... what do they call it? Dedicate the rest of your life to her.
The bishop says I'm like a precious flower.
You are one, dear.
Oh, but I'm not.
The Mother of God chose you.
I wish she would tell me what to do.
She is telling you, dear. She's telling you through the bishop and the others. Don't you understand that? The bishop is her servant.
Well, Why didn't he tell me that?
I suppose he thought you knew.
The child Bernadette claims nothing. She had been the instrument of the Blessed Virgin. Miracles occur every day at the spring where she stood with a beautiful lady. But the child refuses to accept credit. It is enough for her that she loves Mary, that Mary loves her. This is all she wants. The knowledge fills her with grace, and she enters the convent, her purpose served, her saintliness assured. And in the year 1958, at St. Peter's in Rome, on the occasion of the 100th anniversary of the Virgin Mary's appearance at Lourdes, His Holiness Pope Pius XII recalls Bernadette to the Christian world.
"Kindly come," said the Virgin to Bernadette. "This discreet invitation does not compel. It only requests. It leaves you free to choose. You can remain deaf to Mary, or you can turn to her. Through Bernadette, she gave us a sign of the truth. Go to her, you who are crushed by miseries. Go to her, you who are in mourning and assailed by moral trials."
Not everyone can journey on a pilgrimage to Lourdes. But as Pope Pius XII proclaimed the 1958 celebration of Bernadette, and as he warned us against the dark materialism of the world, we can all turn in spirit toward Mary, seeking grace, praying for strength in these difficult days, through the beautiful Lady of Lourdes.
I want to thank you for listening to this rebroadcast of the Ave Maria Hour, brought to you by the Franciscan Friars of the Atonement. For over 110 years, the Friars have devoted themselves to fulfilling St. Francis' prayer, to heal wounds, to unite what has fallen apart, and to bring home those who have lost their way. We work for Christian unity and interreligious understanding. We provide respite at our retreat center at Greymoor for those in need of spiritual renewal. We staff parishes throughout the world, serve as chaplains for colleges, hospitals, and prisons. We care for the ill through hospice work, ministry to those with HIV/AIDS. We also shelter the homeless and provide treatment and services for those suffering from alcoholism and drug addiction. If you would like to be included in our prayer list, participate in special St. Anthony Novenas, and or visit St. Anthony's Shrine, Greymoor. Attend a retreat, learn more about our Ave Maria Hour productions, or simply make a donation to assist us in fulfilling St. Francis' prayer to help those in need. Please visit our website at atonementfriars.org or email me at avemaria@atonementfriars.org. You can write to me, Father Bob, Friars of the Atonement, Greymoor, Post Office Box 300, Garrison, New York, 10524. And so, in closing, I ask for the blessing of God upon you and those you love. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May His face shine upon you and be gracious to you. And may He look upon you with kindness and give you His peace. Amen.